Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Stacy Stevenson, and she is a Ready for School Specialist with Iowa Public TV. Good morning to you, Stacy.
Good morning to you.
Stacy, we're excited you're going to be in Atlantic on Wednesday at the Atlantic Public Library.
I am indeed.
And I'll mention this again, but I understand you're going to be there 10:30 to 11:15 for the story time, preschool story time, and then again for K through 3rd in the afternoon at 2:15, and we'll mention those times again because we want kids, and I know parents are welcome too. I know Julie always says, you know, whoever's interested. So, Stacy, what are you going to be doing?
Okay, well, we're going to have two slightly different programs. The morning program will be for the younger kids, more of the preschool and pre-K age groups, and we're going to be doing a little bit with our Peg Plus Cat programming. Peg Plus Cat is a program for preschool-age children that is all focused on math. And so we're going to go ahead and we'll read a Peg book, we will do a Peg video, and then we even have games. And Julie's got some other fun stuff for the kids to do following the program that I have. So that's going to be great.
And I would, well, I just want to, you know, so you talk about this is a math program. We're talking about pre-K. I don't understand most of math now. You start them out early.
Well, you know, most of the brain development is done by age two. So when you work with kids during their early childhood years, that's when you're going to make the most progress, you know, getting to kids. And so that's what we're really trying to get the point across to parents and, you know, pretty much everybody, that early childhood makes a huge difference, you know, on down the line. So we're really working with our Ready for School project on things that are all about math and literacy. And those two are pretty important and, you know, go hand in hand. So kids that do well in math typically have great, you know, scores in other areas. And so Peg Plus Cat is a great program that really it draws in the kids from that age group and really gives them some fundamental math ideas. And, you know, it's not one of those programs that's very cartoonish necessarily. It's got some really great math properties in it. So we love to push Peg Plus Cat whenever we go out and do activities like this. And they've got some great books out based on the children's program. So it's nice for the kids to see the connection between the books and the programming itself because we like to push the very importance of reading, even at this age. So we like it that there's both of those options out there when we do activities.
Learn to handle a book and know what a book is about. Yeah, I think that's such an important feeling to feel that book in your hands and turn the pages and something you miss on Kindles and TV and some of those things. Not that we want to get rid of those things, but a book is still important.
Oh, absolutely. We have seen a lot of kids that, you know, everybody learns differently. Everybody responds differently to different mediums. And there's still a great need out there for the actual physical contact of a book and physically turning those pages and engaging those kids. And so we do have some, you know, books on Kindles and things like that, but I don't think that the physical book is going away anytime soon. There's still a lot of kids that find great joy and be able to grab a book and go over to a corner and cozy up. And we still see a lot of that happening.
Yeah,
and
That's great. That's great, yeah. So in the afternoon then, you're going to have the kids who've been in school, K through third grade, you're going to be doing a special program for them.
We are. With the kids that get a little bit older, we try not to do some of the younger type activities, of course. We want to make them feel like it's geared to their age group. We will be viewing one of the episodes of our Odd Squad program, which also came out about the same time as Peg Plus Cat. So it's only been out a couple of years now. It's a fairly newer program. This is a program that's going to focus on math as well. And this is something that the older kids have really become fond of. It has real characters in it. It's not a cartoon type feel. It has real characters in it and has different math concepts for the older kids. And so what we will do is we will do some PBS games and so forth that leads up to that episode, and then we'll go ahead and watch the episode and talk a little bit about the different math concepts that were presented and try to get kids to think outside the box a little bit when it comes to math. And then we'll have iPads available for the kids to play on afterwards, try to get them to see some of the good educational resources that are out there. So, you know, we don't necessarily want them spending a whole lot of time on TV or on, you know, iPads and so forth. But if they are going to turn on the TV or they are going to turn on that iPad, to at least make it some quality content.
There's good stuff there. So,
yes.
Yeah, learning, maybe helping to learn which stuff isn't so good and which stuff is really good when you're using those kinds of technologies.
Exactly.
And then you had mentioned earlier that, Julie, and I'm sure every library you go to then has the books and has other activities, and so it's a real tie-in with your program also.
Oh, absolutely. And this whole Ready for School project is a great fit in partnering with libraries across the state. Basically, the Ready for School project is part of our educational services department here at IPTV. A lot of people don't even realize we have educational services here at the station, but we do our primary work with teachers, libraries, child care centers, that kind of thing, really trying to push the educational resources that we have available, especially online. And we have so many resources for teachers nowadays that a lot of people don't even know about. So when we do this Ready for School project, part of our outreach is to really let people know that are working with kids what there is out there. And, you know, it's free to them, and so we like to push that. In the Ready for School project this year, 25 communities were chosen across the state, and we're in our third year. And this year, Atlantic is actually the only community that we have in Southwest Iowa. We've been in other towns near Atlantic in the past years, but this is the only community we have down in the southwest part of the state this year.
We're glad you chose Atlantic this year.
Yes. Well, we work with Department of Education data every year to try to determine the places that, you know, could or should use the resources next, kind of thing. So, and Atlantic's been a very receptive community for me, and found a lot of great partners. So it's been great to be down there.
Great. Stacy, now you talked about the whole program. You know, here you're talking about the pre-K through third grade. Do you do programs, educational programs, for older kids?
Well, that's a great question. Basically, the Ready for School project is focused on kids 2 to 8. But in their educational services department, we have different outreach specialists, and their focus goes all the way up to grade 12. So we have some outreach people that are, you know, going out to schools and talking with teachers. They might be doing family events where they're talking to parents and kids on different things. And, of course, we have Dan Wardell, who's going out and doing story times at all the different libraries, you know, on a regular basis. And he'll reach some of the schools and some of the communities this year as part of the Ready for School project as well. So I would say the Educational Services Department is a lot bigger and has a lot further reach than a lot of people realize.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking a lot of us don't know it even exists, let alone all of that it can do. But it also then prompts me to think about, you know, when I see a program listed on IPTV and I go, oh, I don't get to see that. What kind of follow-up is there? I mean, can I find that program? Can I check them out from IPTV? What kind of follow-up do we have there?
Right. Well, a lot of the children's programming now appears on our PBS Kids websites and things like that. Typically, what you can do is we even have, you know, a lot of our services or a lot of our programming, excuse me, on our website following the premiere.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, something may premiere at a certain day, and then later on, you should be able to find it on our website. We have people call with all kinds of questions about this program here back in the day, you know, that kind of thing. We can sometimes do some of those things, but sometimes rights expire and so forth. But if the rights are still out there, we have it somewhere on our website typically, and we've just done an overhaul of that in the last year. So we're really trying to get more digital so that it's more capable or more ready to be put in people's hands.
Just put in their search for IPTV, and I'm guessing all kinds of information will come up. And you also have a Facebook.
We do. We actually have two different Facebooks within our Educational Services Department alone. We have a IPTV Early Education and Elementary Facebook page, or Early Childhood and Elementary, I should say. And we also have a Classroom Connection, which is kind of geared more for teachers. And then, of course, there's the general IPTV Facebook page, and Dan Wardell has his own Kids Clubhouse Facebook page. So
you're there. Just
we're
look.
All over it.
Yes.
We're trying to be anyway.
Well, we want people to come and hear you, meet you. Be sure their kids are at the Atlantic Public Library this Wednesday, January 20th. Preschool is at regular story time, 10:30, 11:15. And afternoon, I think that's a regular early school out for K through third grade at 2:15. So thank you so much, Stacy Stevenson.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. A child's life is like a piece of paper on which every person leaves a mark.